thank you very much. Thanks for the club invites back to do things like this. It's a great pleasure to me because it wasn't my pleasure to play for the club as many times as I thought I would or would have liked to. But it's nice to see that I still get good reception and come back. Still strange being in here rather than sitting on my seat over on the other side there. It's actually got a little plaque with my name on the back that's going to be, so everyone remembers my seat. But yeah, it's great to be back. It's nice to have Gordon here as well. It's just been said, he's an ex-Sheffield Wednesday player. I think the main question on everyone's lips is, why is Sheffield Wednesday not your home club, Barnsley?
When I was 16, I used to play for Barnsley Juniors, and Barnsley basically didn't think I was good enough, so I got a trial at Sheffield Wednesday and I signed professional terms at 17 years of age. And then I had 6 years at Hillsborough under Jack Charlton. I left there and I signed for Cardiff for Len Ashurst. He was the first guy who signed at Sheffield Wednesday, gave me the chance. I took the chance, and obviously Jack had went to see Jack, and Jack said to me, if you want to move now, you can move, so I went to Cardiff. And when I went to Cardiff, I scored 22 goals in my first season at Cardiff. In fact, I came down here on a Tuesday night, and we beat you 3-2, sorry, but I got one. And Jeff Buckle, then the other chairman, said I wanted him here. So they let me go for nothing, and they had to buy me back for around about 55,000-60,000, which was cheaper in 1984, minus strike. And it was a pleasure to play for my own club. I'm only a Montpellier lad. I had a fantastic 2 years here, and I probably would have still been here, I would have remained for a long time if I hadn't fallen out with this, Mr. Clark. That's when Barnsley Football Club were in a little bit of trouble through the miners' strike. They didn't know if the club were going to survive or not, because obviously things were tough. And I moved on to Bristol City. And then we sold David Hurst to Sheffield Wednesday, I think about 200,000, I think it was something like that, yeah. I could have been a bit of that money, I understand. But unfortunately I went to Bristol City and I finished off at my lovely place, Blackpool. And that's how all that came about.
And in the 2 years that you did here, you scored 25 goals in 68 appearances. Is there any games that stick out in your mind that you played here at Oval?
Well, yeah, there's a lot of games stick out here. I've played, we went down to Southampton, if you remember that one. We went down to Southampton in the FA Cup, and we beat 2-1 at the Dell, and then we got Liverpool live here on the live Sky, and I'll tell you a little story about this. I can say it now because Bobby's not here. I went to the local betting shop and I had a look, we were playing Liverpool live. And I got 14-1 to score first goal. And I'd scored in every round. So I had 20 quid on myself. And the gaffer found out. And he said to me, Gordon, you know, I love you for your confidence that you're going to score. He says, but trying to score from goal kicks and in swinging corners. I said, sorry, boss. And so that I always remember that one. And the other one I scored out to here against Oxford United. In fact, if anybody looks on the website, it's on the YouTube, it's on there. I have got air then, streaked air, and that's when John Aldridge and I were playing. They were top of the league with Oxford United. They got promoted that year, and I remember going down to Manor Ground, last game of the season, and Bobby Collins said, what we should do, lads, I think we should make an archway.